Truly you have called, and your call compels the answer. I am the presence of unconditional love who has inspired this rosary which you have given with such devotion and such fervor of your hearts. Truly, this rosary has the potential to awaken inner memories of who you are and why you are here. Consider how many people on this planet are haunted by those two questions. Who am I? Why am I here? Does life have any purpose or meaning? Oh, my beloved hearts, it is the desiring of your Creator that all people on earth should know their source, should know who created them, and therefore should know the unconditional love that their Creator has for each one of them. It is also the Creator's desire that all people should know the purpose for creation itself, the purpose that they saw so clearly before they chose to descend into the denser energies of the universe in which they have now become trapped by a lesser sense of identity. Truly, this is not the Creator's desire, but it is the Creator's desire to see you become even more than you were created to be. And you can become more only when you have free will. And thus, when you have free will, you have both the potential to become more and the potential to become less. For without that potential to become less, your will would not be truly free, and thus you would not have the ultimate potential to self-transcend out of your own choosing instead of being forced to do so by the Creator. Truly, when you look at planet Earth today, you might consider yourself as the fortunate ones, for you have discovered that life has a spiritual side. You have discovered that there is indeed more to life than what you were told in church and in school. Imagine how many people have been brought up to believe that there is no God, that there is nothing beyond the material universe. Then imagine how many people have been brought up to believe that they are nothing more than sophisticated animals. Think of how many people truly believe that after the death of the physical body, their individuality will cease to exist. And then consider that individuality is your most precious gift from God, and therefore the greatest fear you could have is to lose that individuality. And so if you think that after a mere 30, 50, 70 years, you will die and be no more, your entire life will be lived in fear. And that is why you indeed see a dark cloud of fear hanging over this planet. And oh, so many people are trapped behind that wall of fear and dare not even allow their imagination to consider that there might be more to their individuality than a mere human being. My beloved, then consider how many people have grown up in a religious environment and they have been told that there is a God and that there is a concept of immortal life. Yet they have also been told that that God is an angry and judgmental God who is watching their every move, looking to condemn them and possibly send them to hell if they do not follow certain outer rules. So although these people know that there might be something after death and that eternal life might be a possibility, they still live in an ongoing fear of hell. And why do they fear hell? Because they do not understand that God's love for them is unconditional, and that God might judge their actions as being not in accordance with His law of love, but that God never judges them, because they are still the pure beings that God created, even though they have accepted an overlay of a limited sense of identity. My beloved, then consider that there are even those who have found a more open and comprehensive spiritual teaching in the many different New Age movements and teachings, and even the teachings sponsored directly by the Ascended Host. But consider that even many of them are trapped in a small box where they have created a mental image of the spiritual path and their own potential. So even though they know they are spiritual beings, even though they are open to the path of spiritual growth, they have not truly dared to realize that the true spiritual path, the inner path behind the outer teachings and organizations, is the path to personal Christhood, whereby they become the Christed beings walking the earth, and therefore they dare to acknowledge that truth that Jesus stated when He said, "Ye are gods." Truly, this is a statement that immediately arises the worst fear of the ego, because were you to recognize that you are an individualization of God, and to fully accept this, then your ego would instantly lose its hold over you, and thus the ego knows that it would die. And so I am come this day to bring the flame of unconditional love in a measure that has never before been outpoured on this planet, so that we can create a tidal wave of unconditional love that will rush around this planet from the east to the west and wash away the fears of recognizing your true divinity. I am asking you who are here and who have given this rosary to participate with me in releasing this flood tide of unconditional love, the unconditional love that is beyond any form created in this world of form, and thus cannot be stopped or held back by anything that was created in the world of form. And thus I ask you to say with me, I am love, love I am. 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 And now we will step it up and say, love is more, more love I am. 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 Love is love. Love I am. Love is more, more 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 love I am. My beloved hearts, I thank you for being who you are and for being who you are here in this moment. Truly being more in the limitations of time and space is the key to transforming those limitations, so that they too can become more, and so that all people on earth may experience the abundant life that the Lord Christ truly came to bring them. And thus, having set this platform, I shall withdraw as Jesus Himself will address you. It is sealed in the flame of unconditional love, and the earth is sealed in the flame of unconditional love. And the flood tide of unconditional love has already moved around this planet a million times and will continue to do so as long as there are those on earth who serve as the anchor by giving Mother Mary's rosaries, who all invoke the unconditional love of God.